works.
President Barack Obama says we don't need to spike the football. The way he described the big decision not to release the photographs of Osama bin Laden in death, to keep it sealed and away from public eyes. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Your opinion counts here. It is water cooler buzz on the overnight highway. We're going to talk a lot more about Osama bin Laden, the photo not being released. What do you think, fair or foul? More details on what happened in this raid that led to his death. Do you think it's nonsense? Do you think it's the flat-out truth, and you're sick of people saying it's nonsense? And do you think this seals the fate of the president, that he truly gets elected, and whoever gets thrown up from the Republican side will be just made to look like a chump, ultimately, and not have a real run at 2012? It's tough anyway to beat an incumbent president, and it depends on how the polls go. It has happened. Remember, Bush won. Clinton gets in there. And there were reasons for that. Read my lips. So you remember those famous words. There are certain moments you can point to in a presidency that you know sinks their chances at perhaps another term. In the case of Barack Obama, many people feel that the Osama bin Laden question being answered, and just no matter what, erasing the whole bin Laden, the bin Laden name from our consciousness, because it's no longer, well, when are we going to get bin Laden? When is bin Laden going to come back in a body bag? When is he going to get strung up? All those questions, boom, are out the window, no matter what you think happened. Because trust me, if all of a sudden Osama bin Laden is walking around, boy, then the president would really have something to answer for. And there's no way he would do that. He wouldn't go out on that kind of a limb. It would make no sense, and it would be stupid to stage some kind of a phony raid. Of all the things that could be trumped up or ridiculous, I can't go along with that. It would make no sense. And certainly there would be easier things to do, you know, to be honest. So as far as the photograph goes, though, and thinking of whether or not it should be released, I think it should have been released because it is one affirmation that he's gone. And he didn't care that pregnant women died, that people that were 22 years old jumped to their deaths from the World Trade Center, a little girl going to Disneyland with her mother who was adopted a few years previous and couldn't believe that she had this trip to Disneyland, ends up unidentifiable because she's one of the people on one of the planes that goes through one of the Trade Center buildings. How fair is that? There is no fair in this case. And spiking the football, I don't like the analogy. I don't think we're spiking the football. The president went on to say, which, by the way, he didn't go and talk to reporters. He didn't have any kind of a statement that he issued. He talked to 60 Minutes reporter Steve Croft, and they released bits and pieces of it and said, hey, this is, you know, this is the interview that he did that's coming up. That's a big coup for 60 Minutes, huh? They get to sit down on the specifics of why. And so some of this has come out. He doesn't think that it makes any sense to do it because why try to incite the people who want to harm Westerners? Why incite them more? And we've talked about that theory already many, many times on the show. So fair or foul, 800-259-5791. We'll talk about that question. Now, in light of what happened, do we draw back? Somebody asked me this. Will the heightened security that we supposedly have going on in the United States, will we notice that it's not as intense? The person who asked me this question, by the way, I said, where is it intense? I want you to tell me where, and I'm going to go there. Where is it intense? So the Well, the head of the TSA, John Pistole, talked about the fact that mass threats don't necessarily come to a screeching halt because bin Laden is dead.
Obviously, the president's Sunday night announcement that bin Laden had been located and killed gets to the heart of a profound issue. How does it change the threat that we face here in the U.S., particularly as it relates to mass transit? Obviously, our efforts to combat terrorism go well beyond any one individual, which is why we remain focused on the critical mission of protecting the traveling public and our transportation systems.
Okay, so what you just heard there was a snippet of the TSA Security Administration, the Transportation Security Administration head, talking before, testifying before the House Committee on Homeland Security. And you heard what he said. That's not a surprise. I mean, the whole idea of terror still exists, still out there. Bin Laden's gone. Doesn't matter. There are plenty of other people that could act on their own. The lone wolf types. What about the Taliban and whatever spider web tentacles you think that they have that spread? I don't think it's so much the Taliban, though. I think it's more Al-Qaeda offshoots in Yemen and Pakistan and training camps that are still exist and disenfranchised young men who get recruited, believe in the cause, and decide they don't care about their life. They care about becoming a martyr, and those people absolutely still exist. We'd be kidding ourselves to think that this is the end because bin Laden has been killed. It, make no mistake about it. Huge, huge story, huge moment in our history. And after 9.5 years, closer to 10 years, this has been a long time coming, a lot of discussions about it. And then the question becomes, where do we go from here? The TSA answered that the threats aren't stopping because there's still the chance that somebody could be rigged with a bomb, go onto a subway, go onto a bus, go over a bridge and stop. I don't have to paint you the picture. We get it. We know. To me, those are the scariest people who are willing to do the kamikaze kind of thing because I think there are ways to make it happen. And where would they make it happen? Well, in a crowded area. Very, very crowded area, because that's the idea. They want attention, so it's not going to be some place where there aren't too many people or you're out in the open. Coming up on this show, let me set the menu for you for this hour anyway. We can count, plus we're going to check your emails. We're going to go to the mailbag. In fact, we're going to do that next. So many of you have thoughts on, of course, this bin Laden stuff and the photograph. So we're going to check the mail next. We can count coming up a little bit later in the show. Plus details on the big contest that we're having for the Kentucky Derby. They released the post positions. How huge is that? Coming up on our next show, our horse racing insider, TK Lawless Horseman, will come on and give us a scoop on some of the horses that are racing in a very crowded Kentucky Derby. So hang with us, everybody. We're coming back around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 4th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,534.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,573.55, $786.78 for a half ounce, or $393.39 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,573.55, $786.78, and $393.39.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was...
I think it's a kick in the head that the press won't release the photo of a dead Bin Laden. But I've been waiting for a long time for this guy to get his. You might have a different point of view. It seems kind of a mixed bag out there. Went to the chat. If you go to our website, americatonight.net, you can see me, Kate Delaney, waving to you right now through the magic of the little camera. In the background, you'll catch a glimpse of the motorcycle leather jacket, the USA, USA jacket we are giving out as part of the Evel Knievel book promotion. That has to do with brushes with fame. If you've got a good brush with fame and we like it, we'll automatically send you a book until we run out of them. And then you are entered into our drawing, which will probably happen at the end of June or mid-June, for the jacket. So somebody's going to get the jacket, which, by the way, the size is medium. So if you're a bigger guy, it might not fit around your tummy, you can give it to your lady. It's a gorgeous jacket. It has everything inside, incredible amounts of pocket, you know, just a motorcycle jacket. The value on it, at least a couple hundred bucks, probably a little bit more than that. All right, I'm going to throw some comments out that we've gotten through the chat. Flanker says, you know, really the question comes down to this. Can the government be trusted? That's what I thought. So the photo should have been released. Al-Qaeda recruiting be damned. All right. The question is whether Osama was killed for political purposes or Osama was killed a long time ago. Welshmate says, if he's dead, where are his people? They'd be out shouting their stuff, surely. I think he's dead, folks. I think he's dead. We're all suspicious, aren't we, that there's something more here. Do I think things are withheld? Do I think there have been in our in the history, in our young history in the United States, there have been cover-ups of certain things? Is there lots of information we don't know? Absolutely. But I don't think bin Laden's walking around anywhere. I don't think that. What's going to be interesting is the president is going to ground zero. He's going to talk to the families. He's got a whole, there's a whole thing planned. I'm going to tell you about that in a second here. But what a week it's been for Barack Obama. What a week it's been for him. Somebody said to me, do you feel safer now? Do you feel safer that they got bin Laden? And the answer to that question is no. I still think that there is plenty of terror out there, plenty of people, because it's such an elusive thing. How do you say terror is over with? We are 90% sure we'll never have another terrorist attack in this nation. God, I hope not. I hope in my lifetime, for the sake of my family, selfishly for my nephew, who I want to see him grow up in some sort of a decent world, and other people close to me, I hope we don't see that. Because I got family and friends spread out all over the country. I don't want to see that happen. None of us want to see that happen. But I don't think that we're that much safer. The guy is just dead. So the question of bin Laden is dead. Does it make Al-Qaeda weaker? Maybe. Maybe it makes it weaker, but there are other terrorist organizations. I mean, you're never completely rid of this. Never completely done. So no release of the images of bin Laden's body. That's not going to happen. And there's heavy debate on whether or not this is a big mistake by the Prez not to do that. What do you think? 800-259-5791. By the way, speaking of Ground Zero, quickly I'm going to say this, and then we'll take a call. The former president, Bush, was asked if he was going to make a visit to Ground Zero to mark the death of Osama bin Laden. And he was invited to join President Obama at Ground Zero on Thursday. And he said he doesn't want to be in the spotlight. He's not going to attend. He released a statement just saying that he appreciated the invite, but he's chosen in his post-presidency to remain largely out of the spotlight, except for when he has a book to sell. Then he went on Oprah. So he's not gonna do that. Instead, he's gonna stay out of the limelight. Obama's gonna meet with the families who lost relatives during the attacks that killed, as we know, close to 3,000 people. And the primary thing is talking to them, going down to Ground Zero. There'll be others that will be on hand, I think, too. Let's go to Travis in Washington. Hey, Travis, how are you?
Still there?
I'm here, Travis. What do you think?
Okay, my phone just kind of messed up. Well, I think it's basically a big slap in the face to all the Americans who wanted and hoped for bin Laden to be executed or justice taken out to him, and also a big slap in the face to the Navy SEAL team. Because they can't prove that they killed him or not, even if they say they did.
Yeah, supposedly the whole SEAL code thing is they don't brag about it. They know they were there and all that. But I get your point. I kind of see what you mean. They don't get to, like I said this before, pound their chest and say, yeah, we got them. I mean, hey, but that's how Travis, the president, turned it around. He said, we don't spike the football. We don't do that. That's why we're not doing that. And it could only incite problems with people in the Middle East that might want to harm us. He didn't say Middle East that might want to harm us, but he said, you know, Islamic terrorists, basically. But I agree with you. I think the photo should be released. End the controversy anyway. Why not? And like, we haven't seen worse. Have you ever seen gruesome photos? Are you kidding? Go to the bookstore and just look up some of those. Think of any of the major crimes in these crime books that are released. There's plenty of bloody, horrible, horrific photos we've seen. Just watch the first 15 minutes of the evening news. I think it should be released. I agree.
Also, I think that this could be just a tactic to get reelected.
Oh, does it help him in the reelection department? Yeah. But if you're saying it's a tactic not to release the photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So to say, hey, we're not going to do that. We have more class. We don't spike the football, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, some people like the idea that he's not releasing the photo. They think that that puts us head and shoulders above other nations and what they would do, and that he's not being petty and he's not being small about the whole thing. But it's like, are you kidding? This, it's like half of us wanted to see the guy strung up in Times Square. I think that it's a blunder. I think it's a blunder. Travis, thanks for the call and throwing in your 2 cents.
No problem.
If you want to throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. I think for Republicans, boy, I would hate to be a Republican strategist right now. I think it's pretty tough because do they punt and say, okay, we're just conceding. We know there's no way we can't win this one. So we're going to move on. They got to run somebody, but we're not anybody that has serious value and actually has a chance of someday being president. We're not going to flop them out there. So who does that mean? Poor Michelle Bachmann. Somebody said earlier to me today out in Washington, you wait and see. There's a good chance that she's going to be the person that gets flopped out there. Let's hope that's not the case. I mean, let's hope that we truly honor the democratic system and you go through the ropes, which she would have to do, but the person would actually feel as though they had a chance to win this thing. But there are a lot of people that say this is it. I mean, this is the final nail in the coffin, so to speak, with the death of bin Laden as far as the re-election is concerned. But then you think about the economy, you think of what's happened the last couple of years, you think of the lack of transparency, the frustrations people have felt with this administration. Has he erased some of that? For people who really, really believe in Obama, and then they started to not like what they saw, are they now back into this and saying, oh, okay, so I get it. The birth certificate thing was released, and then we have the big one, Osama bin Laden. Geez, I think this is change I can believe in now. Or are they the people who voted for Obama before that felt really strongly, are they still waning because of the lack of transparency? I know a lot of people who cover the White House who couldn't be more liberal, and they say it is not a transparent White House. It is not transparent. One thing's for certain, he's made it very clear, they're not releasing the photo. Throw in your two next.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. Foodsdirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Yeah, we're back here on America Tonight with me, KDD, hanging out with all of you, talking about Osama bin Laden. By the way, just for the record, this is fascinating. I'm going to say this quickly, then we're going to jam to the phone lines because I know a bunch of you are waiting in line. How about this, the man who was on the ground running the operation in Pakistan? The guy's name is Vice Admiral William McRaven. He's a guy who was a journalist of all things, then went on to the Navy, became a SEAL at one point. He was on the ground in Afghanistan as bin Laden met his end. Afghanistan, Pakistan. pick your poison right there on the border. And he was linked to the CIA chief, Leon Panetta. Remember, that's the whole Geronimo, we got him. So Admiral McRaven gets another star. He's going to end up at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. He's going to run the U.S. Special Operations Command. So he's going to be the Pentagon's top commando, basically. There's SOCOM. There's about 57,000 people that work for SOCOM. And, I mean, this guy is the king of all kings, who has ice water running through his veins when it comes to executing these ops, apparently. He's had a 35-year career. Said he was he did the SEAL thing. He was a SEAL platoon commander, and then he headed a SEAL team. Then he ran special operations in Europe. And what's interesting, somebody told me, I think this is probably out, I'm sure somebody's published this, maybe Time was going to do a story on him. He published a book called Spec Ops on the special operations based on 8 years of studies of things he had seen, and then he had the keys to successful missions. It's probably doing some public speaking is what I'm thinking. Anyway, because he understands journalists and journalism and was part of that, he went to school for that and did a little bit of it, guaranteed he won't get into one of those Rolling Stone quandaries that General McChrystal did. Remember, he was forced to retire after Rolling Stone quoted his staff making some disparaging, we'll call them, or little digs about Obama administration folks. So they're suppressing everything. They're not going to tell anybody anything. He gets the game. He was in the game. He truly gets the game. All right, quickly, let's take a bunch. How about Paula in Kansas? Hey, Paula, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much. We're talking about the photos that, you know, were not going to be released. Well, they can't be that gruesome because I watched it live on TV when we had our own American citizens of all races, of all religions, jump from the towers.
I agree with you. That's exactly what I said, yes.
Yeah, and if we can see that, why can't we see the other? There isn't anything that gruesome, and I think we need proof. I think we need some type of proof. And I don't give Osama bin Laden. This has been going on for 10 years. And I was in the Navy Reserve during the Gulf War. And these orders were done a long time ago. If you get him, you'll do it. They just had to find out enough intelligence. But, you know, I don't know why we don't show them. There's going to be terrorism no matter what. We had it here on our own soil with Timothy McVeigh that was not Islamic.
Yeah.
So I don't understand this. I don't get it. And I don't give President Obama one damn bit of credit.
You give the credit to the SEALs and the other people behind the scenes?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And it's been going on for years. So this was way planned. A long time ago when 9/11 first happened, and the gruesome part was seeing our own people here on our U.S. soil have to jump to their death.
Well said. I agree with you, Paula. Thanks. I still think you have to give a little credit to Obama, though, when he came out and made the statement. He made the call. There is no doubt. I gave the daily salute to the SEALs, though. It's the commander I just mentioned. It's all those people through the chain. She's absolutely right. They've been gathering the intelligence on Obama for a while, missed him as, you know, really twice. And I use the same analogy that she used. If we could watch people in their 20s jumping to their death and also killing people who were trying to help people on the ground get out of the building, because people forget that. And when you're in New York, more than even nationally what all of you saw in other parts of the country, in New York, it was just unedited. That's what you saw. And you didn't understand it at first because all you kept hearing was this thump, thump, thump. And it was a lot. It wasn't like it was like three people. It doesn't matter if it was a lot or a little, but it was sickening. It sounded like something was dropping from the sky. And then you realize and you see it's people that have to make that decision. Young people whose lives were tragically cut short. We saw a lot of gruesome things because of 9/11. And certainly in our history, we've seen things that are just make your stomach turn when it comes to terrorism and what's happened since then. What's happened with the gloves off, the beheadings, Daniel Pearl. Ooh, that was hard to see, wasn't it? Dan in Texas, hello.
Kitty D.
Hey.
Did I hear you correctly? Did you say you wanted to see Obama strung up in Times Square?
No, if I did, it was a Freudian slip. I said Osama bin Laden.
Oh, pardon me. I thought you'd finally come around.
Oh, you are bad.
Okay, listen to me. This is a ploy by our gentleman, Kenyan president, Muslim Kenyan president, pardon me, that wants to play the game, see if he can milk it for all he can and keep our little minds off the fact that this economy is going down the tubes his sandbagging the oil industry, his bull hockey about the $4 billion that the big oil companies are getting. That is a bunch of crap. That was ended 36 years ago. They do not get any money. It's for independent oil drillers that they've given depreciation on the wells they drill. All this other stuff that he's talking about is just bull. This is the most foolhardy person that ever became president, and he doesn't stand a chance of getting elected. I don't care if Elmer Fudd runs. This guy is toast, and you can take it from my mouth to God's ear. I'm telling you, babe, this guy has got loser written all over
him. Listen, Dan, here's the thing. You know what I say. I think this presidency has not been transparent. I think it was ineffective from the get-go.
He's been using appointments to take over different positions in the military. 29 of them so far, and now 30 with this one he just pulled off with the SEAL program. He's got his Obamites in these key positions, from aircraft carriers to the people that's going to be running the Afghan war to the whole nine yards. This guy is enemy number one. He is an enemy of America, and the sooner he's gone, I shall play bye-bye Blackbird.
Bye, Dan. You're so brutal. Now, bye. Dan, I have to say this. Dan, when he was on right after this happened, he did give credit. We can re-rack that tape to the president and said, God bless America and Bush and Obama and all that. And he was swept up into the wave of what happened. It is interesting, the remark about the economy. I sort of agree. Is the economy going to really play the bigger number here? In other words, okay, so Osama bin Laden is forever gone, whatever happened. Whatever happened, whatever you believe, it's gone. The whole thing of every day saying, where's Osama bin Laden? Did we get Osama bin Laden? Gone. But as Flanker said, and this is through the miracle of chat, the American people recognize that you can't put Osama in your gas tank. If we are paying $7 for gas, I mean, right now you're talking four, almost five. If we get to the point where you're paying $7 for gas, does that mean that's the demise of this president and his bid for re-election? And I think there are too many people that would vote for Obama. I don't see how he loses. I don't. If you're just being realistic, who is running against Obama? Who, my friends, is running against Obama that can take him out of the picture, that can knock down an incumbent president who, for better or worse, or however they did it, got bin Laden, among other things? Who, what is the combination? What is the untouchable team that will make that happen? Right now, I can't think of one. I mean, you think of the players, the people running. It's not Newt Gingrich. It's not Mitt Romney. It's not Michelle Bachmann. Sarah Palin's not going to run. So a lot of people like Sarah Palin, but she's not going to run. I don't believe that. And Paul Lenny from Minnesota, the former governor, you think he's going to shake, rattle, and roll and get people excited about what he proposes we do? Uh-uh. Who's that person going to be? Now, some have said Governor Christie from New Jersey. There's no way, I can tell you on pretty good authority, there's no way this guy's running when he thinks he doesn't have a chance to win. And he thinks he doesn't have a chance to win right now because of Barack Obama. He wants to run for president. I heard that he's had those conversations, but not this next time around unless somebody really convinces him. All right, coming up on the flip side, quickly the email, then we'll go to Don in Wyoming. Stay with us.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you surprised the conversation is about the photo and a dead Osama bin Laden? After his death, the big question was, let's see it. Let's see that photograph. There's a fake one floating around. You might get sarcastic emails from people saying, "Ooh, see the link to the photograph that I exclusively got of Osama bin Laden." It's not the real thing. Did you really think it was the real thing? I can't tell you the amount of people that try to send that to me. Hey, I've got the skinny on this. You need to go and check it out. Mm-hmm. So there were three senators that were duped by that as well, including Scott Brown from Massachusetts, who really thought he was looking at the photograph and then made a comment on whether or not the president should release the photo. The president said, no, we don't spike the football here. He told that to Steve Croft, of 60 Minutes. That's the interview that will air on Sunday. Didn't feel it needed to be released. He said, that's not what we do. Some people think bravo. Others, not so much. We want to see the photograph. I'm in the crowd of not so much. I want to see the photograph. Not because I'm into gruesome things like seeing people's heads blown off or or his eye yanked out of the socket, which it was, but because I want to see that pain, that look in a stunned Bin Laden's face. He had on his phone two numbers to call in case of an emergency. He didn't call them. I really think Bin Laden didn't believe, at least at this particular time, that he was going to be caught. It's brilliant the way the SEALs went in, got out in 40 minutes, a little longer than it was actually supposed to be, but they had a few problems clipping one of the helicopters when they went down to, into the compound. In the end, getting his body, getting some stuff, and getting out of there. And had it all laid out. Some people think it was laid out just a little bit too nicely. All right, quickly, let's go and check the mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Woo!
Thanks, Homer. He's excited. So, got this one from Jill, from Jake, from John. Oh, it's like the three J's. From Bob, from Mary, from Mel, just throwing you all into the same category. All of those people, what was it, six people that emailed me are furious in their own way that they don't get a chance to see the photograph, think it's a big mistake, think it'll cost the president in the end, and believe that we should all see the photograph. It should be released and, in fact, printed on newspapers across the country. As Bob said, we saw every sickening, horrific thing one could see coming out of New York, out of Washington, D.C., and out of that field. We watched people cry, scream their guts out, and literally die before our eyes on the tube. So we can't see the photograph of Bin Laden? Baloney. All right, one more group of emails. This one's from Sue, also from Dennis Mack, and Bill. I think there's a few other people. My handwriting, I can barely read it. I write like a doctor. So these three go into a different category. They feel that the Bin Laden photo should have been released. What difference does it make? They're sick of people questioning the president, and they're tired of people thinking there's some kind of massive conspiracy going on, and there's nothing to cover up. It makes sense, especially if you look at, as Sue said, those thugs who want their virgins and could care less about the value of a human life. Why do we need to beat the drum for them? That's what we'd be doing, I believe, the president, when he says that's what would happen if we release the photograph. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello, Kate. It is a wonderful night. You know why, don't you?
Why is it a wonderful night? Because the Mavericks beat the Lakers and they're
two
up on them?
Anytime the Lakers just beat us tonight. Yeah, you guessed it. As you know, I was going to say, you know me too good, huh?
Because I write a sports column, and I wrote a huge column on the Lakers falling on their faces and after the first game. So I was psyched when they fell again, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, and then, of course, both my ball teams won, too, so it's good night sports-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, something before we get to the wonderful subject that seems to be crowding the American media. It's amazing how we haven't heard anything about, for the past 4 days about, Libya. You know, it makes me wonder if the SEALs are going to go take out Gaddafi next, you know. But anyways, you heard about this thing real quick up on the, you know, the Missouri or Mississippi River where they blew open the, levee and flooded
yes.
all that farmland.
Yes,
you know,
the swollen Mississippi that people are scared to death.
And the reason they did it supposedly was because the people downriver, you know, Cairo, Illinois, and other cities that might get flooded or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm thinking, if I'm owning that farmland and my farmhouse, you know, and they want to flood me on purpose, tough luck if you live downriver, baby. You know, strong fall for living in a river. You know, same thing happened in New Orleans. It's your fault living in a city that's below sea level. You know, if you want to trust a levee to keep your city safe, you know, that's fine if you want to live there, but don't cry about it if the thing breaks like they did. You know, I mean, tough luck. I couldn't believe they actually did that, you know, flooded all that farmland. You know, and I, obviously they're probably going to pay these farmers back or whatever. But, you know, it just, I don't know. I'm not trying to sound selfish or self-centered, you know, for these people in the area, but he's looking at these farmhouses that are completely flooded now because, you know, oh, it's more important to save cities downriver? What kind of logic is that?
Yeah, you know, it's a, I mean, it's a, what was it described? I read something today they were calling it a slow motion disaster, and it's going to break all kinds of records that go back to the deep to the 20s. And when you think of it, so people know what we're talking about, Don, it's from really from Illinois where people listen to us to Mississippi. I mean, people, just thousands of people are out of their houses, and it might be another 2 weeks or so before some of the worst flooding actually hits?
Well, I understand that they did this before once, about 20, 30 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. You know, it still flooded those cities. And so,
that's nice.
Know,
so because of the levees and the locks that were built after the disasters that they had in the 20s and the 30s, which was like more than 70 years ago, they're saying they don't think it's going to be quite as devastating as it was back then. I don't know. You say to me, thousands of people have left, and you look at the photographs, like you said, of the farmland, there's like nothing there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. It ain't the farmer's fault these people live downriver in cities right next to the river, you know. I mean, there's a lot of fun living next to a river, you know. But,
yeah.
You know, if it just swells up floods, it ain't, you know, force other people to lose their property or stuff. I don't know. It's just a crazy deal. Hey, you know, I was thinking backdrops. You know, I heard the announcement from the president today. He's not going to show the photo. And I thought, well, first of all, I have to believe that Bin Laden is dead. Could you imagine if he surfaced somewhere and was still alive? It would be over for Obama.
That would be game over right away, immediately, yes.
His presidency would be over. And so with that in thinking, he's not that stupid enough to sit there and act,
no.
You know, to get a little bit of political points because he got Bin Laden, you know, and to risk his whole presidency over. So we have to believe the guy's dead, all right? But at the same time, is Obama listening to the American public? People do not trust politicians. You guys lie so much out of your mouths, you know. Americans don't trust them. They don't trust. I mean, Bush lied. Obama's lying. They all lie, Kate. That's the whole point why Americans want to see the photo. You know, because they don't believe these guys.
Absolutely,
you know?
And that's where we're ending this conversation. People don't believe. They want to see the truth. Because of all the things that we've been told decades after decades, and then you find, oh, I did not have sex with that woman. Oh, upon further review, I guess I did. Now, we could go on and on as to the list of what we've been lied to about weapons of mass destruction, anyone?